Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. There will be one less Democratic contender for New York governor.
Former Mayor Bill de Blasio with this news on Twitter.
No, I am not going to be running for governor of New York State.
Despite his support doubling in the latest Siena poll from 6% to 12% after Attorney General Letitia James dropped out of the governor's race. But the poll's Stephen Greenberg says Hochul also jumped.
So with James out of the race, Hochul went up from 36 to 46.
Public advocate Jamadi Williams garnered 11% and Congressman Tom Suozzi 6%.
Williams and Suozzi, unknown to about half of Democrats.
As for what's next for de Blasio?
I am going to devote every fiber of my being to fight inequality in the state of New York.
Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Well, Hochul unveils her first budget proposal today, a $200 billion plan. Hochul has already announced in her State of the State agenda that she wants to increase the ranks of the state's healthcare workforce, and she's backing a pay increase, too. Hochul has also said she wants to move forward with tax cuts aimed at middle-income earners. Attendance has been down as COVID concerns creep back up among parents and students, but the mayor is saying there will not be a total shift to remote learning in New York City public schools. Our Juliet Papa covering for Newsline.
Mayor Adams says remote learning will strictly involve students who are home recovering from COVID.
Those who are positive that we need to quarantine, we are going to try to find a way to get information. That is what the chancellor, UFT, and others are attempting to do.
He says that's not for the general population. Schools Chancellor David Banks says individual schools can supply lesson material for students at home.
We wanted to at least provide, as an on-ramp, if you will, some additional students who would have an opportunity to do this asynchronous learning.
Officials want to increase attendance. Right now, about 25% of the student population is not in class. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
A candlelight vigil will be held this evening on the Red Steps in Times Square for the woman who was pushed to her death in front of a subway train over the weekend. The proceedings in memory of 40-year-old Michelle Goh start at 6 o'clock. Goh was standing on the NQR platform in the Times Square station Saturday morning when a man came up and pushed her onto the tracks. 61-year-old Simon Marshall later arrested on second-degree murder charges. And a school bus driver is under arrest in the hit-and-run that killed a 15-year-old yesterday in Brooklyn.
So far, that driver, 55-year-old Alexander Paklog, only has been charged with a desk appearance ticket for failure to yield. I've been in touch with the Brooklyn DA's office. They are considering upgrading to more serious charges. This was about 8 in the morning yesterday. The bus that Paklog was driving to a yeshiva had students on board when it made a turn off of Bedford Avenue and struck 15-year-old Antonina Zadalowska. She was pronounced dead at the scene. This witness spoke to Channel 4.
I don't know if he didn't realize that he hit somebody or something, but he kept on going and it didn't stop.
The Zadalowska family demanding justice. They are immigrants from Ukraine who moved here to Coney Island. The council member in this district, Ari Kagan, organizing ways he says the community can help the family. They'll be announcing that later today. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds. Here in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.